There's no difference between dating somebody who makes $80,000 a year and somebody who makes $800,000 a year. If you look at longitudinal studies, there's really no gain in your marital happiness or your marital stability. Now, you'll have really nice things and you'll get to do some cool, expensive experiences. But when it comes to will you have a happily ever after, there's really no difference. You want to be in a financially stable kind of situation. If you're under financial strain, that has a negative effect on your marital stability and also on your marital happiness. But once you cross a bit past the poverty line, all of a sudden you start to see that diminishing return. So should you maximize on income as a way to select a partner? The data would argue against it. If someone now is looking for a partner who's wealthy, that means by definition, they're not looking for something else that actually might be more productive and contribute to the relationship happiness.